gotta go through. All these process feel so hurtful. Mind and body aching. Come and take me, please don't let go. Stay above the water. While my heart is overshadowed. Gone by, some left me so empty and lost. Wonder anything made sense. Crying, laying fetal position. So tired, even though I've been sleeping. Nothing really made me smile. Cause the memories passing. I kept asking, always why.
The love story.
Right now, it's past 3 in the morning here on the CKUW Nation. Yes, yes it is. You know what we do after 3 in the morning? You know what we do after 3 in the morning. Yes, we do comic book radio theater. I read you a comic book. Yeah, I'm going to read you a comic book. Tonight, I'm going to read you Action Comics number 389. That's what I'm going to read you tonight. I'm going to read you that comic book. Yeah. It's has a baseball theme to it. Well, actually, you know what? It starts off with a baseball theme. Let me go through this. This comic book is rancid. It's really I could throw this out on the streets and I wouldn't think anything of it later on. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll keep it. I think it's a cute story, and I hope you come along with me and listen in. All right. Starts off with a baseball theme, but Superman tries other sports. So if you're really into your sports and you're really into your superheroes, you may love this tale that I have for you. Just coming down the pike in just a few minutes. I really do want to get with this and everything like that. Anyway, our comic book tonight is Action Comics number 389, starring Superman, of course. This was put out on your newsstands, in your comic book shops, wherever you would buy your comic books, wherever you get them, back in June of 1970. And anything else about this comic book? You also got a Legion of Superheroes story too. So it's action packed, suspenseful. However else I could drum up interest into having you listen to me read you a comic book. I've done enough selling. I gotta go read this and everything. I want to make a keyboard change just for a second. Brought both my keyboards with me to tonight. I'm gonna go make a keyboard change and then let's see what else. Nothing else. There's stuff I'm gonna work on my keyboard, and before I start with tonight's reading. But once that is figured out, you will have my full attention. I will grant you that. I will. Yeah, I promise that. So let's get on with me reading you some Superman for this week's Comic Book Radio Theater. In one moment, I will be with you. Okay. All right, you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Current time is 12 minutes past 3 a.m. Let's get on with this.
Tune in every Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m., for the beautiful, healing, powerful sounds of Shopworn Angel, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
I'll send a storm to capture your heart and bring you home. Oh, carry it on the breeze, you'll never find me gone. Oh, faster than the post train, burning like a slow.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, let's go! For Pete's sakes! Doesn't anyone want my autograph? $5, $2, $1, 50 cents, even at a cut rate!
Face it, Superman, you're a has-been! We fans would rather have an autograph of the young boy who fanned you on 3 straight pitches.
Everyone knows that Superman is the strongest, fastest, most superbly conditioned being on all of Earth. In any sport, football, basketball, boxing, no one else is a match for the Man of Steel. But when it comes to baseball, Earth's greatest hero must bow to the kid who struck out Superman. One day, as Clark Kent covers a story at the baseball stadium where the world champion Metropolis Majestics play their ball games, Clark Kent thinks to himself while outside the stadium. The Majestics are holding a practice session today. As a news event, that would be completely Dullsville. But in my Superman identity, I'm about to hit the headlines with the sports scoop of the year. Seconds later, as a batter hits a blazing line drive.
A sure double hit. Holy hacksaw! What's that streaking across the field in red and blue?
Superman flies in and makes a perfect catch. Ha!
seconds later, the Majestic's manager trots out onto the field.
Great catch, Superman. But what's the big idea?
Frankly, the daily grind of being Superman is beginning to be a bore. So I thought I'd try out for the Majestics.
This has to be a publicity stunt, but I'll go along with the laughs. However, to be fair, you'll have to try out just like any other rookie would. Step into the batter's box, Superman.
But with Superman's first swing.
Hey! What happened to your super aim, Superman? We gave you our biggest bat, but you never even touched the ball.
Sorry. Guess I swung so fast and hard, the ball went right through my bat. See this hole?
Now I've seen everything.
What I need is a bat tough enough to take my mightiest swing. Ah, look! There's a statue of Babe Ruth over there. I see just what I need. The Bambino. He swung the mightiest bat of all time. I'll remove this bronze replica with my heat vision, and then after one swing, I'll re-weld it back in place. After that, the pitcher lets his throw go, and with a mighty clunk...
Wow! What a blast! Superman, he slammed that ball so hard the friction of the air set it on fire!
And after that... And now, I'd like to show you my stuff as a pitcher.
Speaking of pitching, would you mind letting me have that ball for a second, Superman? You see, my nephew, Ronald, was watching us practice. He's a little leaguer. I just promised him he could pitch against you.
Me? Bat against a little kid? Well, okay. Why is Superman suddenly so nervous? The surprising answer comes just moments later as...
Whoosh! Strike one! Whiff! Strike two! Zip! Strike three! You're out! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Wow, fantastic! The kid had Superman psyched! He struck him out on three pitches!
Aw, he's just being nice to the little boy.
But, as Superman takes the ball out of the bat catcher's glove... Here, let me see that ball.
Gonna let Ronald have it as a souvenir, Superman?
Bah! It was just dumb luck! Superman throws the ball to the sky into outer space.
Wow! What a grouch! He's throwing the ball away just because he's ashamed of being struck out by a little boy!
We'll return with Action Comics number 389 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, what's our ads? What's our ads? Right away, I got one right here for you. Oh, excuse the burp there. All right, let's get this going. Now! Available for the first time, movie posters for some of the greatest and wildest films ever! $1.50 each! Huge 27 by 41 size! Most in full color! Ideal for framing! Each one a collector's item! Wow! Available for the very first time! Movie posters for some of the greatest and wildest films ever! $1.50 each! Rush today to Movie Posters, P.O. Box 1141, Brooklyn, New York, zip 11202! Wow! Available for the very first time! Movie posters of some of the greatest and wildest films ever! $1.50 each! Rush today! Allow 3 weeks for delivery. Okay, get your movie posters. Get those posters, put them on your walls. Okay, oh, we have this one. A little bit of setup time here. I don't know. Okay, you gotta like your models, model racing for this one.
Tough! You bet they are! Introducing Tough Ones from Aurora, the fastest, best-performing HO racing cars ever! Now you can race the fastest HO cars in the world! Aurora's new Tough Ones are track-tested at 760 scale miles per hour. They corner like no other HRO cars you've ever seen. The Tough Ones are fully decorated with racing stripes. Get the Shrapnel F2, the Ford GT, the Cheetah, the Lola, the Doom Buggy, and the Gasser. They're all real winners! Tough! You bet they are! Introducing the Tough Ones from Aurora, the fastest, best-performing HO racing cars ever! From Aurora Model Motoring, the world's largest manufacturer of hobby products, Aurora Plastics Corporation, West Hempstead, New York, 11552. Tough, you bet they are!
That actually hurt my throat doing that. You know what? Back to our story. Back to our story. I'm a little irked out by Superman. What? Acting like a sore loser here. I'm irked out by that. Okay.
We now return to Action Comics number 389. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Zip! Strike three! You're out!
Fantastic! The kid had Superman's sight. He struck him out on three pitches.
Aw, he's just being nice to the little kid.
But when Superman reaches for the baseball out of the bat catcher's glove... Here, let me see that ball.
Gonna give it to Ronald? Let him have it as a souvenir, Superman?
Bah! That was just dumb luck. Superman throws the ball into the sky, all the way to outer space.
Wow! What a grouch! He's throwing the ball away just because he's ashamed of being struck out by a little boy.
Sorry, Coach. I've had second thoughts. baseball just wouldn't be interesting enough. I've decided to look for a more challenging sport.
Of all the phony excuses.
Later, back at the Daily Planet, head editor Perry White reads the front page of the newspaper. The headline reads, Superman seeks sports career, scorns baseball after strikeout by boy pitcher.
But Clark, why would Superman give up his crime-busting career for sports? Pro sports, of all things.
Maybe he's getting tired of the rat race. Everyone needs a change now and then.
But where's his sense of responsibility? What happens to the world when Superman starts goofing off? I wonder what sports he's gonna try next.
The next day, at a stadium in England for Tottenham Hotspur.
Yes, coach, I've been practicing soccer on my own. I'd like to try out for your team.
Oh, splendid, splendid, splendid. And if you make good, it may popularize soccer in your own home country of America. I'll test you out on the whole entire team.
Then, in a fantastic display of passing.
Wow, incredible, incredible, it's incredibulous. Superman is using his own head and feet, all according to the rules, but he's slicing through our defense like a shaver through a mustache on a TV commercial.
And at last, the climax.
Terrific! Superman headbutted the ball so hard it ripped out of the goal net, and it's still going up, up, up in a way to the sky! Here's your contract! Here's your contract for Tottenham Hotspur! Name your salary! Just sign here, Superman! The fans will pay a fortune to see an exhibition like that!
Forget it! Soccer isn't my thing! It's too easy! That afternoon, at the Daily Planet, head editor Perry White reads the front cover of the newspaper. The headline reads, Superman rejects soccer contract, issues challenge to heavyweight boxing champion.
And now it's boxing, for Pete's sakes. What's bugging that guy?
The wire service reports Superman is setting up a training camp at Green Trees Resort. I think I'll go up there and interview him.
Superman insists that all his sparring partners wear steel armor. And yet, even a light tap of his heavily padded gloves, it's enough for a KO!
Later, in a public interview,
Superman, I don't dig this glory-hunting sports kick you're on.
Aren't you satisfied with being Earth's greatest hero?
You think I'm looking for hero worship? What about the tireless, endless hours, always on alert as Earth's guardian? Why me? Why me? Who says I have to spend all my days and nights worried about crime, catastrophes, and disasters? I'm entitled to pick my own career, ain't I? And no one's gonna stop me!
You are listening to a reading of Action Comics number 389, June, the year 1970.
Yes, I know I love him right, 'cause I know how, yeah, I know how. Yes, I know how to hold him when he needs holding. And I know how to kiss him when he needs kissing. Every wish is mine. Yes, he knows I love to love him, and I know how, yeah, I know how. Yes, I know how to hold him when he needs holding. Every wish is mine. Yes, he knows I love to love him, and I know how, yeah, I know how. You better believe I know
pleasure. I sincerely lost a fortune when I lost you. I would change all my decisions if I had yesterday's permission. No one knows the fortune I've gone through.
The fortune I've gone through.
listening to a reading of Action Comics number 389, June 1970. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW. Later, in a public interview.
Superman, I don't dig this glory hunting sports kick you're on. Aren't you satisfied with being Earth's greatest hero?
So you think I'm looking for hero worship? What about the tiresome, endless hours, always on alert as Earth's guardian? Why me? Why me? Who says I have to spend my days and nights worrying about crimes and catastrophes, disasters? I'm entitled to pick my own career, am I not? And no one's gonna stop me.
Superman, you hit that punching bag so hard, the punching bag is going right out into outer space. Suppose you hit an opponent with a punch like that.
He's right, Superman. Your hands are deadly weapons. If you ever lost your temper while in the boxing ring, I get the picture. I'm flying off. I'll have to concentrate on a more harmless sport. Goodbye for now, Jimmy Olsen. Superman flies off.
Superman, take my advice. Get back down to Earth. And give up this wacky sports craze you're on.
But that very afternoon later, Superman swoops down. There's the Forest Hills Tennis Stadium. Now, let's see how I make out this time as a super tennis champ. As soon as ATP tennis officials watch.
Fabulous! Fabulous! Superman is actually playing against himself! Which is, with such powerful strokes, no wonder! He brought along an all-steel racket and a special ball! Look at him go!
To deliberately end the evenly matched game, Superman smashes the ball skyward. Well, gentlemen, do you think there's a career for me in tennis?
Not a chance, Superman! No opponent could hope to match up to you! You'd end up constantly playing yourself in exhibition tournaments!
And I'd be bored stiff! Tennis is now out! Later that evening, the Action Ace tries out for basketball!
All right, Superman. To test your super skills, I want you to guide the ball through all those dangling hoops and then through the basket.
That's a cinch. Just watch me. And an astonishing second later.
Wow! Talk about a sharpshooter.
Superman shot the ball through each and every hoop. But his super aim must be totally off. The ball rimmed the basket and bounced and sailed out that window. And it keeps going on and on and on. Superman, Superman, baby, that was terrific. But the players, they're all afraid you'd make monkeys out of them on the basketball court.
That figures. Guess I'll just have to keep searching for a sport that can use my talents. And soon, at a NFL football field for the Philadelphia Eagles. Superman, I want you to demonstrate your kicking ability by booting each and every one of those balls over the goalposts from every corner of the field.
Ask me something hard to do, coach.
And as each and every player watches, stunned,
whoa! Those pigskins are taking off like guided missiles. They're just going, going, gone. It's like 50 field goals in 3 seconds flat. And he's not even winded.
Superman, Superman, come back. Come back here. Let's talk contract.
Sorry, I've changed my mind.
Superman thinks to himself as he flies off.
Excellent! One of those footballs is heading for outer space, exactly where I aimed it.
High above, on the edge of Earth's atmosphere. All on target, all of them. But I'd better avoid that spacecraft. My X-ray vision confirms that it is booby-trapped to explode with earth-shattering force if approached by any human or superhuman.
We'll return to Action Comics number 389 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, what do we got here? Oh, here's one. Fun, fun, fun. Right on, people. That's what we like to do.
Batman and Superman invite you to get your free coupon here. Admit one to Palisade Amusement Park. Admission free parking worth $1.10. Good Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, except holidays, until 7 p.m. Palisade Amusement Park, New Jersey, half mile south of the George Washington Bridge. Remember, all DC Comics in May through October have this free coupon. Ride free the Space Rocket and ride free the Caterpillar. Batman and Superman invite you to get your free coupon here. Admit one to Palisade Amusement Park, New Jersey. Admission free parking worth $1.10. Good Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, except holidays, until 7 p.m. Palisade Amusement Park, New Jersey, half mile south of the George Washington Bridge.
Cool, cool. Going to an amusement park. All right, let me look around for our other ad. Take no time at all to do for you.
Take a giant step towards your newsstand for this colossal issue. Giant Superman number 227. Cost 25 cents. special all-kryptonite issue. Superboy deliberately weakens himself with green kryptonite. Red kryptonite turns Superman into the king of the super ants. The secret of gold kryptonite. How is Super Perry White influenced by white kryptonite? Jimmy Olsen exposes Superman to Jewel Kryptonite. Take a giant step towards your newsstand for this colossal issue. Giant Superman number 227, worth 25 cents, on sale July 14th.
Okay. This story's getting kind of curious. Let's proceed.
We now return to Action Comics number 389. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. And as the stunned players watch on...
Wow! Those pig skins are taking off like guided missiles. They're going, going, gone. 50 field goals in 3 seconds flat, it's like. And he's not even winded.
Just then.
Superman, Superman, come back here! Let's talk contract!
Sorry, I've changed my mind. As Superman flies off, he thinks to himself. Excellent. One of those footballs is headed for outer space, exactly where I aimed it.
High above, on the edge of Earth's atmosphere.
Right on target. But I'd better avoid that spacecraft with my X-ray vision. It confirms its booby trap to explode with earth-shattering force if approached by any human or superhuman.
Then,
this is awesome. Each piece of sports equipment speared itself on one of the intake tubes. The basketball, the soccer ball, the tennis ball, the baseball, the punching bag for boxing, and the football.
My information is correct. That weird spacecraft should be activated in the next few minutes.
And short minutes later... Aha! There they go, the intake tubes, sucking the air from all those sports equipment. And then, and right on schedule, the probe is heading back towards its planet. Heading back towards the planet that sent it here. Its space warp drive will have it there within minutes. But instead of Earth's atmosphere, it contains gas from inside the sports equipment. And pretty soon, on this distant planet of Solorak,
super weapons and add it to our empire!
And then, seconds later...
Look! Earth's atmosphere is turning our Jewelbird into an ugly blob creature! And our feathered rice is becoming an insect! And the Yulu vine is becoming a meat eater!
As Superman watches via his telescopic vision...
Earth's atmosphere would metamorphosize our Slorakian life forms into horrible mutants. Earth is off limits for conquest!
Just what I hoped for. Later, in Superman's Fortress of Solitude, at the Arctic Circle, Superman thinks to himself as he records his voice. Earth is entitled to know the truth behind that strange sports craze I went on, which seemed to be affecting me. I'll record the facts for my taped archives to be opened a century after my death. It was several days ago that I first spotted the Slorakian probe. Gulp. Galactic Interpol warned me that the Slorakians sent these probes to investigate possible targets for conquest. Since the probes are always activated 72 hours after entering orbit, I had to devise a counter strategy. The probe will blast Earth to cosmic dust if I use super force against it, but I can outwit the Slorakians with this mutation gas. I can switch these items with the regular sports equipment. Suspecting I might be monitored, I used my sports career excuse to propel the gas-inflated sports equipment towards the probe intakes. Later, after Superman returns to his Clark Kent identity in Metropolis,
I just can't understand it. Superman was so super skilled in all those other sports, yet that little kid there, Ronald, struck him out 3 straight pitches.
Clark Kent thinks to himself,
If only Jimmy knew the truth. I wasn't planning to accidentally pitch a special mutation gas-filled baseball out to the probe when...
Mind if I have that baseball, Superman? I promised my little nephew he could pitch against you.
Just then I noticed...
Up. There seems to be the seams on that special baseball. They're starting to unravel. Oh no! And what's more, the entire casing's become defective when I injected the gas.
I knew if I hit that ball, the gas might be released.
The stuff would mutate Slorakian life forms, but it might harm Earth life in other ways too. So I have to strike out. I have to.
I have to.
I have to.
Clark Kent thinks to himself, one final time.
Sure, the kid, he fanned me, but I still won the big ball game in the end.
Listening to a reading of Action Comics number 389, June, the year 1970.
Just coming up on the mic to say good morning.
Good morning to you.
And it's goodbye to me. This show, late night comic book radio theater. You're not aware, I read you comic books in the late evening. Do it every Saturday night. I will be back next weekend. Hopefully you were entertained this time as well. You'll be entertained next time when we're around. See you in a week, people. All right, different comic books I shall read to you. Something different every week. All right, I'm gonna just choose some music and get on my way. The next show is coming up. A lot of shows, they just change and change and change and change. This station, it never really gets boring. It's a variety pack all the time. And why? We make it that way. It's CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
Thank you.